Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
Hey, this is Dave, co-host of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Are you blind or visually impaired or have a loved one who is? Our friends at Lighthouse Central Florida offer educational and employment training that teach independence and empower Central Floridians of all ages beyond the restrictions of vision loss. Visit lighthousecfl.org or call 407-898-2483.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
This hour is brought to you by Purina. Help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. You have the power to help your pet thrive with ProPlan veterinary supplements. Made by experts to support joint health, calm behavior, GI health, and more. They're easy to take and taste great. ProPlan veterinary supplements are available from your veterinarian, online, and at pet specialty retailers near you. Shop now at ProPlanVetDirect.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go. And where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show, the hottest show on the radio. That's right. Welcome. This is your host, Michael, and welcome to the Blind and Beyond the Radio Show. That's right. This is the show where we talk, you listen, you talk, and we listen. That's right. And the phone number to call in, because we love to hear from you, is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Did I say that slow enough? Welcome. Before we get started, and by the way, don't turn the dial. If you want to know what the show's all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. And we got a great show for you tonight. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. It's going to be a fun, part of it's going to be a fun show. But before we get started, let me introduce it to the players tonight. To my left, my co-host, my beautiful white, and she is smart, Lynn Gold, are you there, Lynn?
I am here. Where else would I be at 7:07 p.m. Eastern Time, other than the Blind and Beyond radio show? Welcome, everybody. April 21st edition.
And all the way from College Park, the smart one, the co-host. That's right. Sheila Young, co-host. Are you there, Sheila Young?
I am, Michael and Lynn. Good evening, and Chris and everybody out there. I hope everybody's doing well on these beautiful days in Florida.
Hey, Sheila. Welcome, Sheila.
And now, the only one who's in the radio station. That's right. The one, the only. Well, I hope he's in the station pushing those buttons. The executive, the one who's pushing the buttons, and the engineer. Without him, we don't have a show. Chris Shaw, you there?
Lonely. I'm so lonely.
Oh, I'm going to cry.
I love that song.
Right. Good evening, song. Everybody. How art thou?
Thou art fine. How art thou?
I can't find my headphones, but I'm going to get right.
Okay.
Before we get started, I have a special shout out tonight.
His wife just wrote.
Is not feeling well. He had a major operation, open heart surgery a couple weeks ago, and he's just getting better, which I hope he gets better real soon. John Stroot from Indiana, if you're listening, we miss you. When looking forward to calling in and get your trivias and just saying hello.
And we wish you a speedy recovery, John.
Very, very speedy.
Yeah, John. Recovery. Come on, John.
John had open heart surgery, and Linda just wrote
a
while ago. Yeah, 2.5 weeks ago.
All right. Well, John, we're keeping you in our prayers.
You have any shout outs, Lynn?
I really don't, other than whoever, just happy Passover to all who celebrate, including us. Happy Passover pretty soon.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's tomorrow, isn't it?
Tomorrow night at sundown, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Cooking up a storm.
She's been making stuff for a week already.
The chicken soup is already done, and made some other things today and more tomorrow. But anyway, that's the only
You have any shout outs,
yeah,
Sheila?
Yeah, Sheila.
I really don't. Not that I can think of.
And do you have any shout outs? What's his name? Chris Shaw?
Well, you know I do. I definitely got to give a shout out to you, and definitely you. All across the nation, all to the Blind and Beyond fantastic fans that are tuned in. Thank you for all that you do.
All right,
can't do
I got to tell you a funny
without story. You.
This is not a shout out. I hear you, Chris. This is not a shout out, but I got to tell the audience what I heard today. Listen to this. I heard this today, and I couldn't believe it. A couple went to a party. It was a dance party.
Oh, yeah, I heard them saying that.
And this couple got bombed. I mean, they drank too much booze. And what happened was they were ready to leave the party, and they walked across the dance floor, but they were so bombed they could hardly make it to the door. And everybody started screaming that they won the dance contest.
What?
People didn't know they were bombed.
Wait a minute. What?
They won the dance contest.
Oh, God.
This bomb couple won the dance contest.
Well, I guess you dropped a bomb on me then, right?
Exactly. I do have one serious thing that I heard today that really concerns me. And I want to warn everybody out there, this individual went out dancing and drinking, which she has not done in a long time. And somebody put a drug in her drink. So please, when you're out, be very, very careful and don't leave your drink unattended, because you never know. People are just a little crazy now.
Oh. Yeah, no matter where you go.
Need to be safe and careful.
You keep your drink in your hand. You got it's a different world today. Different world. Like we were talking before the show, people. It's a different world we live in today. Nothing new about politics. Nothing new about anything. It's just people are nuts.
Well, regardless of the fact of it's a different world, the rules are still the same. The rules don't change.
Exactly.
When you go out to the parties and hang out somewhere, if you put your cup down, you leave it there. Don't go back and get it no more.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you never know.
Right.
And it's happening more and more. So just be safe.
Good advice. What's new on your end, Chris?
You know, I was just thinking about another one. You know, back in the day, when you go out with your friends, you come back with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You don't leave your friends. Hey, no, no. Listen, we came together. We going back together. That was just a rule.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're the age of my sons. So, you know, I'm a whole lot older than you.
No, you're not, Mom. You're fine.
This is the Blind and Beyond radio show.
And we talk about beyond, don't we?
Talking about beyond.
Sheila, why don't you tell everybody about yourself in 2 minutes?
About myself?
Well, okay. I mean about that you're president of FCB and that kind of thing.
I am currently the president of the Florida Council of the Blind. I'm a member of the American Council of the Blind. I'm president of the Greater Orlando Council of the Blind, which is our chapter here in the local Orange County, Seminole County, and Osceola County. And I'm a mother, a grandmother, and a divorced woman who lives alone and loves it.
Auntie, sister, cousin.
Yep. I'm an auntie.
Co-host of Blind and Beyond.
Exactly. And I do host a lot of calls. In fact, this young lady who is going to be part of our interview here shortly, I have hosted for her as well. So I'm very excited that they're going to be here tonight.
Okay. Well, we'll be going to break in 60 seconds. So we come back.
We're going to break.
In 60 seconds.
Don't you say it? We're going to go to break. We're going to go to break. The Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to go to break. And we'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Introducing the Xumo Stream Box from Spectrum, bringing all your favorite programming together, all in one place. With the Xumo Stream Box, Spectrum TV, on-demand movies and shows, plus all the top apps come pre-installed and ready to stream. And with the new voice remote, you can easily search across live TV, on-demand, and all the apps to find what you want to watch. The Xumo Stream Box also comes with your favorite accessibility options, including audio description, or SAP, and voice guidance with adjustable voice speeds. Best of all, you can say it to play it with voice search. The dedicated voice input button allows you to speak into the remote and search for programming by asking for a title, actor, or app. Faster and easier than ever, it's streaming simplified. The Xumo Stream Box is the next generation of streaming available to you today. For additional accessibility questions, call the Spectrum Disability Support Team at 844-762-1301. Or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Give the gift of financial independence to someone who is blind.
Penny Forward, a nonprofit organization founded and led by blind people, needs your donation to provide accessible financial education programs to strengthen our community.
Our podcast, online courses, group workshops, and one-to-one financial counseling are helping people like Desiree Christian succeed in their personal, professional, and financial lives.
Chris at Penny Forward really helped me take my own self-imposed roadblocks out from under me, away from me, and went, oh, gee, I can do a thing, even if life is hard. So I did a thing, and Flaunt Your Ability now exists. FlauntYourAbility.com.
Visit pennyforward.com to empower blind people as we build bright futures one penny at a time.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear, it's time for Blind and Beyond.
We all know the stories.
A blind child can't get a Braille teacher. A blind student won't receive a textbook. A blind adult is barred from a dream career. It's a constant drumbeat of lost opportunities. It's time to change the music. The Cadence Tactile Graphics Tablet is a revolutionary, refreshable display that enables users to access images, multiple lines of Braille, and interactive animation. A child can meet their Braille teacher online. A student can carry thousands of books in their pocket. An adult can draw charts, edit diagrams, and collaborate with coworkers in real time. Paint pictures. Play video games. Watch baseball. Create new content and send it out into the world. Learn and live at your own pace. March to your own rhythm. To learn more about the Cadence Tablet, visit cadencetablet.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Welcome back. That's right. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond radio show. That's right. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's right. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you're up.
Okay, I'm up. Well, it's our pleasure to welcome for the very first time our next guest. His name is Chris Peterson, and Chris is the founder and CEO at Penny Forward. And we're going to learn all about Penny Forward. Welcome, Chris. Nice to have you.
Welcome. Thanks, Lynn. Thanks, everyone. Nice to be here.
Yeah, we'd like to introduce you to, and you might even know already, our co-host tonight, Sheila Young.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Good, Sheila. Yep, we've talked before, I believe.
Okay. I believe we have too.
All right. So we're one big family tonight. So welcome, Chris. Truly, it's a pleasure to have you on the air. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into Penny Forward?
So I'm totally blind. I am a husband and father of two children. Abby is 12 and Elliot is 4. I'm a guide dog user. I'm between dogs right now. My retired guide, Javier, lives with me and I'm waiting for a class date to get my next dog. I am also a blind bowler and a blind darter, and I have played beep baseball in the past. I hope to do that again sometime soon. And I am a white belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu. I'm also a licensed amateur radio operator and a record collector. I do lots and lots of things. Somehow I wonder how I even get work done some days.
I was going to say, how do you have time to do all those hobbies? My goodness.
I was wondering myself, how do you do all those things?
Where'd you get your dog from, Chris?
Guide Dogs for the Blind.
Oh, they're one of our sponsors. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guide Dogs for the Blind. Oh, the Oregon campus or the California campus?
I've had 4 dogs and 3 of them have come from the California campus and the 4th came from the Oregon campus.
I see. Very nice. Very nice. So your retired dog will be, you'll still have your retired dog with you when you get the new dog.
Yeah, that's correct. He has, he has become a part of the family and we wouldn't want to give them up. No.
Very nice. So what prompted you to start Penny Forward, Chris? Tell everybody.
I was about 5 years ago now. I was working as a software developer and I've had been doing that for about 15 years. And I have managed my own money. Sometimes I've done a good job at that and sometimes I haven't. But overall, I developed enough respect among blind friends that they started asking me money-related questions. One of the first was a lady named Bryn Lee was offered the opportunity to take a new job in a different state. It was going to double her salary, and it was also going to mean that she was going to have to leave the SSDI, Social Security Disability roles, and start living without those benefits for the first time in her life. And she was really nervous about it. we helped her to decide to move forward with it. We helped her to figure out how to fund her move, to find housing in her new state, which just happened to be Minnesota, which is where I live. And she now, I want to say about 8 years later, has been with the state and been highly successful. She's now a homeowner and has dabbled a little bit in her own side hustle, as well as working for that job that she was so afraid to take in the first place. So when I started to get a little bit bored and burned out with my career, I started to think that personal finance might be an area that I would want to work in. And I started by looking at traditional financial planning jobs and had even started to apply for some and was, you know, pretty well on my way to making a career change. And my wife came to me and said, "Hey, we're going to have a new baby," which is a bit of a surprise for both of us. And so it started to make me wonder about the wisdom of having and raising a brand new baby along with making a career change at the same time. And a few things sort of fell into my lap at that point. A financial services company reached out to me through LinkedIn with a software development position that I felt good about and was qualified for. And it happened to be one of the companies that I was interviewing for financial planning jobs at. And so I forged an agreement with them that I would be able to learn about the financial planning side of things while I was also doing my software development job. And somebody during that process said, you know, there's nothing that would stop you from putting up a website or teaching classes or doing a podcast or whatever you do to teach personal finance to people. You don't have to be licensed to do that or anything necessarily. And so I thought about that a little bit, and then the pandemic started and all of my extracurricular activities, of which there are many, were canceled. And so I found myself with a bunch of extra time on my hands in early 2020. And so I did exactly that. I started a website, pennyforward.com, and I started to write some financial education articles there, and very quickly turned that into a podcast at the beginning of 2021. And that gave me the opportunity to meet a lot of blind people from various parts of the community. And when I told them that I was interested in doing something in personal finance, they were very excited about it. And so a few of us got together and talked about what we should do, you know, how we should structure this so that it would provide the best service to the blind community. And through a series of conversations, we arrived at forming a nonprofit organization. We formed a small board consisting of, at one point it was about 9 people. It's shrunk down a little bit and we're expanding it again now. We incorporated as a nonprofit organization in September of 2021. And in 2022, we began offering our first financial education workshops, and we released our first online financial education course. Since then, we have released 4 more courses and are continuing to add on more. We've produced our podcast we're into our third year running now. So we're over 100 episodes in. And we've held weekly workshops where we cover personal finance topics for our community every Wednesday night. And we've been doing that consistently since March of 2022. All of those are recorded and stored for our community members to access. So if anyone has questions about a specific topic, something that our course doesn't cover, something that they'd like to hear in a different way, those workshops are available for people to refer back to. And we continue to do that. We also...
I was going to interrupt and ask you how Desiree... I was going to interrupt also to ask
if anybody would like to call in and ask any questions to Chris. The phone number to call in, if you'd like to ask Chris any questions, now's the time to do it. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. If you'd like to talk to Chris and ask Chris any questions, now's the time to do it.
Yeah. And speaking of Desiree, we also launched a one-on-one financial counseling program. And this is a way for us to work with people one-on-one to help them to increase their income, manage their money better, figure out how to grow their money if they have money to grow. And Desiree is one of our clients. And so I wanted to invite her onto the show today to tell her story about how we've been able to help.
Let's do that. Hi, Desiree. Welcome. Desiree.
And I do know Brenly, and she is very lucky that she had you, Chris. That's awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, we're waiting for, I welcome Desiree.
Desiree, unmute.
She did. She's unmuted. For some reason, we can't hear her.
Yes.
So
there you are. Now?
Hi, Desiree. Yep. Welcome.
Hello.
So tell us your story, how you got involved with Penny Forward.
Hi, Desiree. It's Sheila.
So about 7 or so years ago, I came up with this idea to have a t-shirt shop because people were always coming to me with ideas like, hey, wouldn't it be great to have if we had a shirt that said blah, de, blah, de, blah. And I also noticed that you can say a lot on a t-shirt that you can't necessarily say to someone's face. And for whatever reason, people will pay attention to the shirt, but not necessarily what's coming out of someone's mouth. But I had that idea 7 years ago, but one of my daughters, both of my daughters have been special needs / medically fragile, like kind of their entire lives. But my oldest, who passed last June, she really started having a lot of problems. And so I just did not have the wherewithal, the energy to get it going. Like, the idea was there. I went ahead and bought the website. I started to try to make t-shirts and, you know, put stuff out, but I couldn't that follow through. I just was like, what do I do? It was purely survival mode. You know, like, is Michaela, are we going to the hospital today? Are we not? Are we just headed to the ER? Just, you know, it's big and complicated. So that's kind of what started it. Also, I grew up in a blind family. So my grandfather was blind. Some of you may or may not know him. He used to write the magazine Glad Tidings. And he also used to work at, I think it's OCB down there in Albany, California. He taught Braille down there for many years. My mom is blind. She was an entrepreneur for a good 15 years, ran her own massage business. So, you know, I had a lot of good blind, positive, you can go do anything sorts of stuff. But also, you know, there's things that happen when you have that lived experience for a really long time and you're in the public and people have some very interesting reactions, some positive, some negative, you know? So when you've done the living the blind thing for a long time, like, you might be polite on the outside, but you have your thoughts, you have your experiences, but you don't necessarily want to see them. So again, this lends itself to the t-shirt of being able to either one, express what you're thinking, or two, use the t-shirt as an opportunity to educate. you know, like I have a shirt in there that says how to greet a blind person. Hello. I mean, it's obvious to everybody here, but you still encounter those people who, you
talk to the other person.
Yeah. Right. Or it scares them. So.
Chris and Desiree, excuse me. We have a caller on the line. I believe they wanted to talk to you, both of you. Okay.
Carrie from.
Okay, we have Carrie calling.
Hey, how you doing today?
Columbia. Hi, Carrie. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing? Like, guys, this is a topic. Hey, this is a topic that is so, so necessary. I mean, I don't deal with SSDI, obviously, because, you know, being Canada and all of that, it's a little bit different here. Do you service Canada, which is the reason I'm calling?
Yeah, Carrie. So we do, in that a lot of personal finance topics cross international boundaries very well. Budgeting is budgeting, whether you're doing that in US dollars or Canadian dollars. What we are not familiar with yet, and we hope to become familiar with someday, is the Canadian federal and provincial benefit programs and how they affect the way that you manage your money. We've been in talks with CNIB to put something together for Canada, but so far that is just on our roadmap, and we haven't yet worked our way up to that.
Well, and what makes it more complicated too is that every province is different. For example, BC, the disability that I am on, you can make up to $16,000 a year before you're docked. But in another province, you can only make, I don't know, $14,000 before you're docked.
Right.
And here, what it is too, is it's deducted, you know, dollar for dollar. So if you work and you make $16,001, then you get a dollar deducted, et cetera, et cetera. But it is different that way. But I was just curious, but I want to thank you for this topic, because trust me, it's so, so necessary.
Well, thank you, Carrie. Thank you so much for calling. Keep on listening.
You're welcome. I hope you have a great day, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So, Desiree, what prompted you to contact, in the interest of time, what prompted you to contact Penny Forward? How did you think that they would help you?
Well, my mom, Teresa Christian, had already been working with Chris to get yet another business up and going, and I thought this is the time. You know, with one daughter passed and unfortunately the other one looking like she's headed the same direction, I'm like, well, what do I do now? I've had all this time, energy of, you know, taking care of my children. What next? I got to do something, and I'm real tired of being on SSDI and being jerked around. I'm ready for financial independence. And so with my mom working with him.
And there's so many people are listening, right, Sheila, that everybody thinks about that. It's a problem. Yeah.
It is. And I'm just so, so tired of the system, and I'm done. And with watching the success my mom was having with Chris, I'm like, hey, Chris, can I get some business coaching too, please? Is that a thing? And here we are. I'm now on a show. My t-shirt shop's up and going. I'm making money from it. Not enough yet to be financially free, but we'll get there.
Well, give everybody your website, Desiree.
Yep. It is Flaunt Your Ability, because everybody has an ability. And what better way to, than to flaunt it on many different levels. And it is FlauntYourAbility.com. Flaunt Your Ability.
Very clever.
And Desiree, let me ask you a question, because let's say I want to do a t-shirt and get several printed, but I don't really know what I want it to say. Would you be able to help people figure that out?
Yeah, if you don't see something you like on the site, and there are many different aspects, not just disability, and I hope to get more inclusion and representation from all alleys. Mm-hmm. Just my email is on the site. Just hit me up and we can totally hook you up. Not a problem.
Awesome. Well, I will definitely be reaching out to you because this is the first I've heard of it. And Chris, do you still do calls on the ACB community schedule?
Yes, we do. They are on the third Thursday of every month at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We call them Financial Sense. We just had one on the 18th, and our next one will be in May, and we're hoping to focus on travel and sort of the financial aspects as well as the accessibility aspects of travel for work or for pleasure.
Wow.
And Chris, how would people be able to find out about those calls or reach you?
Two different ways. You can visit our website, which is pennyforward.com, and those calls are listed on our events calendar. We also send them out to our members by email so that they're aware of that they're happening. You can also visit the American Council of the Blind's community events site, or send an email to community@acblists.org. And then you can get on the schedule for all of the ACB community calls, including ours. And there are many covering almost any topic you can think of. It's a really good platform. So if you're new to blindness, or even if you're not and you're looking for some connections, it's open to everybody. And I want to stress that it's open to everybody, whether you are involved with ACB or
read
not.
Read my mind, Chris. I was just going to say that.
Open you to do everybody. Not have to. And it is, right. Chris, it is just community@acb.org, not ACB lists.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This has
been wonderful.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
And we'll be learning more next month. I know that everybody wants to get more details about the, signing up for your mentoring.
Yes. And I want to encourage people before we run out of time to go and visit our website at pennyforward.com, where we do talk about that all in detail.
Right.
Next month, I believe we will be inviting another Penny Forward board member to join me on the show, but we will talk more about all of the different things we have going on. I'm really proud of Desiree, though, and I was excited to have her on today because while she did receive counseling from me, that's really her success story, and it's a pleasure to be able to be helpful with those kinds of success stories. It makes it all worthwhile.
And I wanted to mention that on your website, there is a testimonial page and there's some wonderful stories from some of the people that you've communicated with. I read them. So we thank you very much for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure to meet you and share what you do on the air to our community.
Well, and thank
it's
you
good
all.
To talk with both of you again.
Yeah.
So.
We're looking forward to the next visit. So thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the show.
You too.
You too. Good night.
Take care.
Good night.
All righty, Chris. I think we're going to go to break. We're a little bit behind, but that's okay.
It's quite all right.
Chris, going to break now.
Oh, this Chris. Okay. It's been
Chris. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. We've been talking
Chris
about
Peterson
Chris.
Take us to break.
I've been going back and forth like they talking to me, not talking to me.
You're right.
Which that's Chris funny. Are we talking to? Okay, I got
it.
We're going
funny.
To break.
All right. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We'll be back shortly.
Listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
Guide Dogs for the Blind believes everyone deserves to live the life they want to live. As such, Guide Dogs for the Blind has partnered with APH Career Connect on a free summer career development program that helps young participants ages 18 through 24 who are interested in the guide dog lifestyle. Careers and Canine Connections will take place on August 9th through the 14th on our Oregon campus, and will offer a deep dive into career exploration and how guide dogs can fit into future employment opportunities. It is designed to help young adults overcome unemployment and underemployment obstacles the blindness community faces in the job market. The free week-long program helps participants practice interviewing techniques, explore the value of networking, and enjoy hands-on experiences with guide dogs. To learn more, visit guidedogs.com or call 800-295-4050.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down. A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Great vision doesn't require great sight. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Make your impact today. Donate now.
Spectrum has great news for blind and beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news. Access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Give the gift of financial independence to someone who is blind.
Penny Forward, a nonprofit organization founded and led by blind people, needs your donation to provide accessible financial education programs to strengthen our community.
Our podcast, online courses, group workshops, and one-to-one financial counseling are helping people like Desiree Christian succeed in their personal, professional, and financial lives.
Chris at Penny Forward really helped me take my own self-imposed roadblocks out from under me, away from me, and went, oh, gee, I can do a thing even if life is hard. So I did a thing, and Flaunt Your Ability now exists. FlauntYourAbility.com.
Visit pennyforward.com to empower blind people as we build bright futures one penny at a time.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Back to Blind and Beyond radio show, Sunday, April 21st. This is not Michael. This is Sheila. And we're happy you're listening and we're happy you're with us. So, Lynn, do you want me to do my trivia?
I do. That wasn't Michael?
It wasn't me?
No.
No, it wasn't me. It wasn't you.
Okay, we'll go right to your trivia because Dave is in the wings. We'll do your trivia real fast and then we'll go to Dave's Eclipse presentation.
All right. I have come up with this new website, and or not website, but it's on the Echo device. I can't say the name. Mm-hmm.
And I love it. It's so much fun to see what the national calendar says. So today's National Calendar Day, there's three choices. So if you know one of the three, you will win.
Okay.
One of them I do not understand at all. So I'm very excited to see who knows.
Yeah. You wonder who thinks these things up.
Yeah. One of them I can understand, and if anybody gets it right, I can understand why it would be. But
give out the phone number real fast.
407-894-1680. Anybody? Zero. That's right. 407-894-1680.
All righty.
It's trivia time. Trivia time.
That was her trivia. Yeah. So what should we do? Should we go to Dave's?
Let's do that.
And then we'll get Sheila's answers after. That's right. Dave, are you there? We know you're there. Quit hiding, David.
Hello, Mr. Dave. How are you?
He's there. He's unmuted.
Dave, you there?
Sometimes that happens.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. We'll just wait a second.
Zoom has changed so much. Have you updated to the recent?
I didn't get a notification. Was it someplace I should be looking for it?
Yes. When you log in, look above your name and there's a check for updates.
Okay. I will do that. Just so you know, everybody out there in Radio Land, Sheila taught me how to use Zoom. She's my mentor.
I've taught a lot of people how to use it.
David, what's happening here?
Hi, Dave.
He's not muted. Well, then let's. Anybody call in yet, Chris?
No, not yet.
Not yet. They're probably all calling to see what the answer is.
He couldn't get unmuted. He left. He'll be back.
Yeah.
Zoom does that on occasion. It's very challenging. Sheila,
I said, I can't shake the news about John Stroud. I hope he's going to be okay. Yeah, she said he would be home soon. So that was
good. I thought he's home.
No, not yet. No, he's not home. He's in the hospital. He's at a cardiac rehab place. That's what she said.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't let him come home.
Yeah, that's serious stuff. Open heart surgery.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show, by the way. For those people who are just tuning in for the first time. Yep, Dave, you're back.
Okay, Dave. Speak.
It looks like he's coming back in. This is about the right Dave right here. Because this is what we're accustomed to seeing right here.
All right, he's there, but now I don't even see his microphone.
Well, it's still trying to build up. So we're going to give it a second to let the microphone build up. In the meantime, in between time, Sheila.
He doesn't have his audio connected, which means he hasn't got it or the OK button yet.
What did you say, Chris?
Well, I was going to try to give it a guess on what one of the days are.
Oh, jeez.
You can't.
Oh, I can't. Oh, okay.
You could text me.
I know. It's Make a Taco Day. It's National Taco Day. No.
Oh. I was just going to say it was a Chris Shaw day. That's what I was ready. It's my day.
It's always a Chris Shaw day.
Oh, yeah.
There's Dave. Hey, Dave. This is Dave, our co-host, the one and only Dave Hillebrand. David, set it up because it's 7:50.
Well, okay. Let's do it quick. So last week on Blind and Beyond, we went through a bit of the eclipse. I was up in Indianapolis, Indiana for the big total eclipse. And got to experience all kinds of cool stuff. So we didn't have quite enough time to be able to do the big finale, which was that the path of basically of total. I'm trying to think quick here because I've been juggling phones. But anyway, the path of totality where the temperature dropped like about 15 degrees and the. It went completely dark, and so and we experienced it all by using this Cadence tablet. So I did some recording of it and bringing it to you now, and with the grace of God and Chris on controls, we will play that, and hopefully you will enjoy.
Thanks, Dave.
Path of totality.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for the path of totality, Dave. We appreciate it.
All right.
All right, Chris.
Hey, this is Dave back here in Indianapolis, Indiana for the big total eclipse. It's really like a big party. Certainly not a solemn event. 50,000 people all excited, ready for this big time. And we're just a couple minutes away at this point. I can feel the temperature dropping, and it really has been dropping for the last probably 30 minutes or so. And slowly getting dark from about 45 minutes or so. But we're almost there. 2 or 3 minutes away. Everybody is super excited. People from all over the world getting together for one main cause, cheering on that moon to cover up the sun. And we've got Dave Schleppenbach and Wenji Lau from Tactile Engineering who are manning all the equipment there at the Cadence Tablet, showing all the visitors how this amazing equipment works. Right now I can feel the moon slowly moving across the display, and in just a minute we'll be covering up the sun. Let's listen in on David Schleppenbach for just a minute as he describes what's happening on the Cadence Tablet to a student.
So, Amy, what you're feeling right there is the normal edge of the sun. And then this part here is where the moon is approaching.
And we've almost reached totality. You can hear the crowd rumbling with excitement.
In the sky, a little down to the right. It looks like a star.
The crowd is going wild. Just a couple seconds away, you can hear it. Let's listen. I think we're there. We are there. Path of totality. It is pitch dark and several degrees colder here at the Indianapolis 500. The crowd here has just been great. With 50,000 people, you'd think you'd have some problems, but not in this group. I think maybe one or two people might have passed out due to heat exhaustion, because it was pretty warm there for a while. And slowly the moon works its way past the sun. And in the next couple minutes, the sun will be peeking its way out again. The crowd is just mesmerized. This has just been an incredible experience for Brenda and I up here at Indianapolis. I want to thank all the folks from Tactile Engineering, especially Dave and Wenji, who made our trip so much fun. An incredible experience. I hope you will get the chance to check out the Cadence Tablet soon in an area near you. This is Dave with the Blind and Beyond Radio Show here at the Indianapolis 500. We'll see you next month here at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Indy 500. No, I'm not going to drive a race car, but you never know. I may ride around in one. So tune in next month, May 26th, for our big Indy 500 experience. Personally, I can't wait. But until then, catch you on the radio next week. Same time, same channel. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Now, if you don't know, this is Michael. If you don't know, Dave is blind. 100%. He has no light perception, nothing. So he was talking, when he was talking, from Indianapolis about the eclipse. Just remember one thing. He was totally blind, and it is totally blind. Sheila, you're up.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for bringing that to us, to our audience. We appreciate
My
it.
My pleasure.
All righty.
There he is, cool. Dave.
Very cool. So do we have any winners for Sheila's trivia, Chris?
I think Sheila made this one extremely hard for everybody this time around.
All right.
Well, they just need to ask their device to open national calendar and they can call in.
We never did this before.
They can cheat.
We never cheated before.
No cheating. That's it. They don't know.
That's the only way that they know how to find the answer.
Yeah, no, that has to be looked up because some of these are so crazy.
They are crazy.
National Mushroom Day, Eat Your Pizza Day. Some of them are serious, though. Some of them are, you know.
Later on, we're going to have a big discussion.
So today is National Get Fit Day, huh?
No.
Oh.
I mean, there's a pie day, there's an ice cream day, there's a pizza day, there's a taco day, there, you name it, they got it. But don't forget, next month is Mother's Day.
And Sheila will be with us. She always
is. I will. And that's the week before our state convention.
Okay, so nobody's calling in. Okay.
I guess you better tell the answer.
Hold on. I do have a caller calling in from Wellington, Florida. Hold on. Give me one moment.
Oh, okay. Quickly.
All right.
Maybe we have a winner.
They probably took my
advice.
Cheated.
Advice to be a cheater. That's funny.
You know what? It's all good.
That's right.
It's all good.
We know that. Glenn Allgood.
Yeah, Glenn Allgood. WOKB.
The morning host.
Oh, yeah.
Glenn Allgood. All right, Chris, hurry up.
Yep. I have to give the answers if they don't know.
Come on, we've got 30 seconds.
Well,
taking them a long time to put the person on the air.
We got 3 minutes, Michael.
Yeah, we do. We have 1 minute. 1 minute. No, because.
No.
Yeah, we have 1 minute.
Well, it's not 30 seconds.
Okay,
Michael.
So I got our good friend, Tony Watts. Tony from Wellington,
hey, Tony.
Florida. Tony want to try to give it a shot because he's trying to figure it out.
All right, Tony, what you got?
Hey, listen, I didn't hear the question like I told Chris. I was on the phone with my granddaughter. But just 1 day out of the 3 days, is it we're approaching Passover?
No, but that's a really good guess. I should give it to you for that.
I figure, it's usually the night before.
Yep.
So Passover has to start on
Tuesday. It's a national day.
It's a national day.
How about Earth Day?
Good try, Tony.
That'll be tomorrow, Tony.
So oh, that's tomorrow? I thought that was yesterday.
No, tomorrow. Yeah. Yesterday was 4:20. You know what that means.
Oh, okay, never mind. Wrong day. Got it.
Hey, Chris.
Thanks, Tony.
Last week, I called in, and all I got was a busy signal. I sent you a text, and I guess you guys don't read text.
Yeah, I didn't see the text. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, that's all right. Thanks a lot. You guys stay healthy and keep up the good work.
Okay, real fast, Sheila, give me the answer. Real fast, we're going to break.
All right, it's chocolate-covered cashew day, it's yellow bats day, and it's kindergarten day because this is the time of year when parents go register their kids for kindergarten for next year.
Okay.
Well, I like the cashew. That's it. We're going to go to break, and we'll discuss more. We'll discuss my day when we come back.
Well, you have your trivia when we come
back. Oh, yeah. Okay, we're going to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show.